The anti-infection prophylaxis is a much different issue. And, you know, this gets to the heart of a debate that really has been raging in our community for decades and has never been solved. And there are some practices and people that are very committed to prophylaxis. And I would say probably fewer, but a significant number that are equally committed to no prophylaxis. And both groups sort of can go to war with each other and have passionate discussions about why the other group is wrong and they're right. But in the end, there is no data, solid data, to support either approach. And so it comes down to comfort level and your training background. I think with either strategy, if you're a prophylaxis person or not, there's room to use this regimen. And so I personally do not use antifungal prophylaxis with this regimen. The fluconazole that you mentioned, if that is an important sort of precept of your approach to AML, it can still be done in the context of venetoclax, but you do need to follow the dose decrease guidelines that are in the package insert. So, you know, azoles are CYP3A4 inhibitors, and they can interfere with venetoclax, and they can induce the levels of venetoclax to higher effective doses. And so you need to, if you're going to use an azole, you need to decrease the dose of the venetoclax. So in the package insert, I think they mostly discuss posaconazole, and the recommended dose decrease is, you know, from 400 milligrams is actually 70 milligrams. 70 milligrams in reality is a little hard to get your hands on in the AML world. I know a lot of people just dose decrease to 100 milligrams instead. And fluconazole, some people feel, is not as strong of a CYP3A4 inhibitor, so they might do a 50% dose reduction with the venetoclax. You can't go wrong following the package insert. But I guess the message that I have is you don't really need to adapt your practice. You can keep doing what you've been doing, but you do need to sort of pay attention to those realities. And, you know, if you want to dip your toe into the argument of prophylaxis versus not, I think keep an open mind, you know, either side of the fence that you're on.